Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's try that again. This is Crystal Williams with Glam Network Radio. And, yes, we're here with another episode of Power, Triumph, and Influence. I believe this is episode number 11. And tonight's guest, Dr. Belinda John, she's an author, a magazine editor, and a couple of other things she's got under her belt. And we'll talk with her very, very soon. I would love for you to tune in, tell your friends, your neighbors, your enemies, your sisters, your girlfriends, your mothers, your fathers. Tell them all to tune in. We got giveaways tonight from Rise Management, and we got a giveaway from our guest tonight, Dr. Belinda John. So please stay tuned. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to chat. And, hey, we might even go up on y'all. You never know. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to pay some bills.
Greater Working Women Ministries presents its first annual I Am Still Somebody virtual conference for teen moms on Saturday, July 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The theme is Giving Up is Never an Option. This conference will give teen mothers important information on college admission, living a healthy lifestyle, parenting skills, meal planning, money management, including how to protect your credit score, entrepreneurship, and the importance of mental health. You can register for free at IamStillSomebody.com.
That's right. Go online, IamStillSomebody.com. If you know a teen mom or you are a teen mom yourself, go on the website and register. This virtual conference is free for all that attend. They'll be giving away a lot of information, material, and things. I know this woman of God personally, and this has been her ministry to minister to teen moms. She's a teen mom herself. Her name is Shantae Williams, and she has done so much already for teen moms. I have all of the devotionals that she's written for teen moms, and she takes her time and intricately writes in detail things that will help you as a teen mom grow in your life in Christ. I am still somebody. Yes, you are, and it is not over for you. Just because you're a teen mom doesn't mean your life is ended. It's just beginning. The Bible says that children are a blessing from the Lord, so receive your blessing from God. And be encouraged. All teen moms are listening tonight, and I know I have a few. All teen moms are listening tonight. Let me encourage you and tell you are still somebody. You still have a great work in your life to do. And I don't want to put business and ministry in front of you right now. What I want to say to you is live your life. You are now at a place where you're going to have a new life inside of you, or you have a new life in your arms, or you're watching that new life run around the house right now. You still have a life inside of you as well. God has some things for you to do. There's a journey still etched out in stone since before the earth was formed just for your feet. So be encouraged. Go on that website, IamStillSomebody.com, and we'll be more than happy to take you in. Hey, that was my girl, Kyra Goldman, and has a tune through that rap in. I was not expecting that when I heard the album. I've been following and watching Has a Kim for almost a little over, I want to say, 12 years. Awesome, awesome group. Yeah, I listen to rap music. You guys be okay. We really enjoy having Kim and Kyra Goldman. If you want more, go on Google Play or all of your music outlets, and you can purchase Kyra Goldman. That song was Feeling It, Feeling Strange. I love that part where she said it took her 2 weeks to write this song. That's how you write. You just talk and tell people how you're feeling, even in a song. I love that. Kyra, thank you so much for giving us so much ease in our listening today. So listen, I got a few giveaways, but of course, if you're on my Facebook page, if you're following me anywhere, Twitter, Instagram, you got to know that you have to share. You have to share the post that I put up, and not only do you have to share it, you also that also puts you in the drawing for a free credit counseling with Rise Management, which is one of our sponsors, and our guest is going to be giving away a book or two tonight. So you have to share to qualify, and please, former guests and family members, y'all, come on. You know my family, I know I love y'all, but you don't qualify for this contest. So hold your horses. I'll have something else, guys, for you later on. Hey, listen, go by our website, thetotalwomanglam.com, and you can also find us on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/glamnetworkradio, and we will have more guests lined up for you. We have stuff in the archives. I have wonderful, wonderful guests already. And tonight we're going to add to those wonderful guests with my guest, Dr. Belinda John. I have to pay one more bill. We got one more song that shows this one specifically tonight. I hope she's listening. This is Shay Samuels, I Choose to Worship. And when we're done with that, we'll come right back and introduce my guest to you. Girl Talk Time. Be right back.
But I got a reason. Listen, Shay, got plenty of reasons. Because they come a dime a dozen. He died for me, so it's God I'm loving. And it's that Holy Spirit in me that's keeping this whole world buzzing. Believing in the cross life, so it's no more thug. It's living proof and it's proof that he raised the dead. Not only that, gave me a spot where I can rest my head. That was healing in the scriptures and it kept me fed. You can believe what you want, my God ain't dead. Let's go.
Who are you to tell me that my kids won't go to church and the streets will get them and strip them from their words? I got a reason to praise him. Well, I got a reason to praise him.
Trust
all our hopes and all our fears.
Lord, we're
here. Draw us near, and I got a reason to praise Him.
This show segment is brought to you by Rise Management and Consulting Firm. Rise Management and Consulting Firm is helping you rebuild your credit. Learn how to understand your credit, read your credit score, understand your credit rights, repair your credit, legally watch your credit score improve within 30 days. You'll get consultations, unlimited email access, and 10% off your first product purchase. For more information, visit www.risemcf.com. That's www.risemcf.com. Or visit them on Facebook, Rise Management and Consulting Firm, helping you rebuild your credit.
Thank you so much. Yes. Tonight, Rise Management and Consulting Firm will be giving away a free credit consultation, but you got to share on my Facebook page in order to qualify for the drawing. We'll introduce and Rise Management very, very soon. I believe Stephanie will be on with us next month, and so she's going to talk about credit repair, how to build your business. She's going to talk about women in business, and she's going to talk about all of that. She's going to take all of the gloves off and let you know what it is that you need to do to build your business, get your business off the ground. If you're already established, we'll talk about business credit versus personal credit. We'll talk about what it means to have an LLC and not to have an LLC. We'll talk about trademarks, all of that and more. So don't miss out on that interview as well. But tonight, she's giving away a free credit counseling. Rise Management and Consulting Firm. Tell them I sent you. Go on Facebook and find them. They'll be more than happy to help you. Well, tonight, I have a wonderful guest. Tonight, let me get myself situated. Some technical difficulties, but God is good anyway, and we're going to move right past that. Tonight, my guest is not just a guest. I can't really call her officially a guest. You know, once you, it's like this, once you've called my phone a couple times, you're almost like family. So my guest isn't so much a guest, and she's a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. I've had the pleasure of watching her grow in the magazine and editing with Shulamite Women Magazine. If you know that name, you should know that's one of our sponsors as well. And it's been a pleasure getting to know Belinda John, Dr. Belinda John. And guess what? We have a giveaway coming from her as well tonight. Before we do that, again, I got a technical difficulty, so we're going to work this out in just a few seconds. I'll put you on a brief pause, let Morgan tell you a story, and we're going to come right back. The devil is a liar. This show must go on.
Looking at
Thank you so much, Morgan, for telling us that story too. We got the technical difficulty worked out, and I'm so glad that we are back on the air. Listen, Glam Network Radio has been around for quite some time. This is my fourth, I believe, installment with the media series on Blog Talk Radio. I've also been on other radio stations as well. This is very, very special to me and dear to my heart. This is how we encourage one another. This is how we uplift one another. Power, Triumph, and Influence was a media project given to me by God to help other women in their platforms and what God has given them to do, but also to give a testimony and a testament to other women who listen to us that you can rise above your circumstances and your situations. You don't have to let that circumstance or the situation or that hump in the road take you down and pull you down and keep you down. There's always one place to go from down, and that is up. And up has no limits. So I want to thank my guest tonight, Dr. Belinda John. She's founder, editor, and editor-in-chief of Shulamite Women Magazine. Shulamite Women, a Christian publication, which reaches thousands of homes globally every week and features some of the most renowned names in ministry. One, over the past years, Dr. Belinda John has gratefully emerged as a favorably sought-after speaker and spiritual mentor. She's been featured on several magazine, television, and radio shows, including The Word Network, Impact Radio Network, Way TV, and right here in Atlanta, my hometown, my stomping ground, WATC-TV, and several other media platforms. June of 2013, she successfully hosted her first national-level Shulamite Women's Conference, where she also received an official proclamation, get this, y'all, she's special, from the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, John P. Tyler, I believe. He proclaimed June 12th, 13th, and 14th as Dr. Belinda John in the Shulamite Women's Days, not Day, that's Days with an S, the city of Fort Lauderdale. In November 2013, she was recognized with an award honor at the Distinguished ICABA Awards, celebrating South Florida's most accomplished. Most recently, she was honored at the Epic Women in Leadership with an award for the most powerful women in their business category. She's ordained as a covering of My Spiritual Father as well, so guess what? Going to be Sister Talk tonight. Dr. Renee McLean Ministries, she and her husband Sheldon John have embarked on a life in ministry together and established a newly formed Supernatural Harvest Ministries right there in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. They are globally oriented, which is what I love. Join me tonight. Welcome my guest, Dr. Belinda John. Belinda, are you here?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I got you, finally.
Amen.
We had to tear down some walls to get through tonight, but thank you so much for joining me. I can't, like I said before, once we talk once or twice, we're no longer guests, we're family. So we're going to have a little family talk tonight and talk to the ladies tonight. We have so much to cover and so little time to do it, but I do appreciate you giving us your time and the anointing on your life and the energy to encourage the women tonight. I didn't get to cover in your bio about your book as well. Dr. Belinda John is an author, and the title of her book is Finally Ground Goodness. It's right up my alley. You guys know I love coffee. Comfort and Healing Devotionals. And right on the cover, the beautiful warming cup of coffee, which also depicts her devotionals in that book. So I want to go into the book first, and then I want to go into the magazine and everything else that you're doing. Dr. John, but I want to talk about this book. It's very, very on point. You have some very, very key targets in there. Introduce your book to us, because I really got one part that I just want to talk about that I think that our listeners are going to be very, very, very in tune to hear. And we won't talk about fear, but I want to talk about your book in general first. Tell us about this journey of finally ground goodness.
Amen, amen. Well, first of all, Apostle Willingham, I thank you. I'm honored greatly to be on the radio show tonight, that you would even consider me amongst your panel of women that you have, some great interviewees that you've had up until this point and those that you have coming up. And so I'm so grateful that God has allowed Shulamite Women to partner with Glam International
yes.
Radio in what he's doing in this time. And so I just, you know, I'm a firm believer that God uses relationships in this season, because he's synchronizing and synergizing the anointings that we both have and the ones that we come into relationship with to create something new. you know, because it's individually we're able to do so much, but when we're synchronized and synergized, something new is thrust forth in the earth, and it gives us, you know, an advantage and a vantage point in the work in media that we're both endeavoring to do. So I say all that to say thank you for hosting me on your radio show, and thank you for partnering with me in media.
Thank you so much. Awesome, awesome, wonderful. Thank you so much. So finally, ground goodness. Now, of course, you know, I didn't think coffee when I first heard you say it. And then when I saw the cover, I just felt like I could get this book and crawl into a corner with a cup of coffee and read. Was that the intent that you were going for when you wrote this book?
Absolutely. My inspiration behind the book was being a woman of ministry and someone who is constantly encouraging and ministering to some of the most difficult situations that people deal with in life, always wanting to have something for someone, because you know that when you're a woman of ministry, you're a giver. You know, it's very difficult for you to see somebody stuck. It's difficult for you to see somebody in pain. It's difficult for you to see somebody discouraged or depressed. And I was, you know, the kind of person that I always wanted to come with something. You know, I'm a giver. And so I always wanted to have something. You know, I would deal with situations where sometimes the situation I didn't have the words for. I just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that he did, and I knew that he would use the anointing on my life to be able to speak to women in those places. So when you talk about the picture of taking a cup and just, you know, going up underneath a blanket somewhere and just cuddling with the book, it was exactly my intent. It was designed to be able to minister to you in some of the most intimate places, those things that, you know, only you and God know about. And me being, you know, forthcoming enough to say, hey, you know, there are some things that even I don't have the words for, but I would pray that God would give me the heart to be able to put something to speak to you in those situations.
That is exactly how I felt. I felt like, you know, I need to get a cup of coffee, get my Kindle reader out, or I think that, I don't know what they call the Noble readers, but I'm a Kindle person. I get my Kindle app out and just get a cup of coffee and curl up and read them. And I don't know about anybody else, but I never read the devotionals in order. I just kind of go through them and pick out the one that I know that I'm dealing with the most. And so I want to go and just kind of pick one of them. You guys got to go on Amazon. You can go on Barnes & Noble and order this book. But I want to talk about fear. And the reason I want to talk about fear, Dr. John, is because a lot of times when my husband and I, we counsel people, we have to deal with fear right before we get into anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is that one thing that causes you to create scenarios in your head, in your mind, that are contrary to God's imagination, you know? And if you just think of the worst, the people that I know I got to take my daughter to the hospital. Oh, my gosh, she might die, you know? And I'm like, well, maybe she's dehydrated, you know? So you create these scenarios in your head. Now let's talk about that fear and those imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God that get us in trouble.
Very good. You know, I was ministering on faith this weekend, and I talked about how sometimes, you know, we as Christians and those of us who have been raised up in the church and we're so familiar with the dialogue of the church or the religious rhetoric that so many times goes forth. And so, you know, we say, oh, magnify the Lord. You know, and sometimes those things become, you know, to the point where the word has no more meaning. It just, you know, we say it so much it doesn't have meaning. But God was, you know, he was instructing us that we should magnify him opposed to our situations. Magnify him because, you know, when something bad happens, all of a sudden we want to pick up the phone and we want to rehearse what happened, whether it's a trauma, whether it's an offense, whatever it is, it's negative. All of a sudden we find ourselves magnifying those things as opposed to magnifying the God that we know is bigger. And so I think that that's where we begin to get into trouble, because when we reinforce, let's say, that vain imagination or that thought that would pop in for a moment of time when we are in distress, and then all of a sudden, you know, the enemy wastes no time in bringing us that picture. All of a sudden, you know, the enemy wastes no time in bringing us that outcome that is the worst thing that could happen. And it is our duty to ensure as believers that we do not give that energy, we don't give it life, we do not give it our confession. It is our duty as believers that we believe the Lord in it all. And even if it be the Lord's will that something tremendously painful would come our way, that we could magnify him for strengthening us to overcome it and get past it and wear a testimony for somebody else after it's done.
Yes. That's the part, the testimony. I think we forget you can't have a testimony without that test. And fear brings us to the test, to the point where we have to test. And test what you know. You know, I always tell people, you know, the Holy Spirit has always been there for you as a tape recorder. I call it the ultimate cheat sheet for life, the Holy Ghost. And bring, as Jesus said, bring all things back to remembrance. And so those imaginations that we create in our heads, in our minds, rather, they get us in trouble because we forget what the word really says. As you said, we just repeat them and just kind of throw them out there as slang instead of the truth and what it is and living our lives by that. So fear is a big deal. It's a big deal. Fear is a big deal, and faith is the big deal. You know, the Bible says
Amen.
It's impossible to please God without faith. It's a big deal. You know, the Bible says fight the good fight of faith, you know, that's the weapon, that's the thing that we fight that is not carnal. It's the faith. And fear comes so that we won't fight the good fight of faith. You may reference the 1 Peter chapter 3 and 14 in your book, and I want to go in there really quick. I'm pulling my Bible app up because I'm not turning pages today, but 1 Peter 3 and 14 is where you went in this particular part of your devotional. And it says, "But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." And so for the righteous, do you understand that you are the righteous seed of God and that you can be what? Happy. Happy. Or what I like to say, joyful. Dr. John, talk about this fear and how it steals our joy. How we forget how to be happy, we forget how to live, because we're always looking for the worst-case scenario in every situation.
Let me share it with you this way. Last weekend, not this weekend that's passed, but the one before, we had an altar call. And during the altar call, the Lord just gave me an unction to ask those who were at the altar call. I went one by one. To tell us what it was that they had believed God for, what had they put on the altar, and what God did for them. Because in faith, believing that it's already done and that the matter's already settled. So I just wanted you to encourage the person next to you and tell me, what did God just do for you? And so we went through the altar call line, and what I noticed was, you know, for some of the what they were believing God for was so big. And I said, well, you know, there's a response that you have if you know that God did it for you. Okay, let me say it this way. And this is the way I taught it this weekend. If you know that someone was to interrupt what we're doing right now and say, I have an envelope right here with your name on it, and inside is a check for $1 million.
Yeah.
No one would have to tell you to get excited. No one would have to tell you how to respond. No one would have to tell you to clap your hands, jump, scream, holler, do backflips, whatever you're going to do, probably run out the church house. No one would have to tell you.
Right.
Because you would know the response, because you, in your mind, you've already have, before you even open the envelope, in your mind, you have already conceived all the bills that you're going to pay, all the vacations you're going to go on, all the things that you're going to buy, how you're going to quit your job, all the happiness that you're going to have. So the scenario that you've already created in your mind would thrust forth the appropriate response. Yet still, when we talk about what God is, and when we don't respond, and because we don't respond, it is the proof, and I love that you talked about the test of faith, because when Hebrews 11:1 tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, the word elkon means it translates to substance or test, proof or test.
Wow.
Okay. The word elikon, which is the evidence, which is now the thing that is materialized. Things hoped for and things unseen are still in the unseen realm. The substance of the thing hoped for and the evidence of it is a solid thing. It's in the seen realm.
Yes.
So there are some things that are not going to come into your life. There are some things you will not see happen in your life until you pass the test. That proves your faith.
Well, then. You got to pass the
And you know how God says, man, love me. They praise me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So what
faith does
is it proves your lip service. Are you really giving God what you say you're giving God? Are you really believing God to the level that your mouth is speaking it? Because there's so many signs and signals along the way, the response being one of them, that you are really there where you say you are.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about the response when things are going well. I'm talking about the response when it's most difficult.
That's where the test is. In the most difficult times is where the test comes, and that proves what you believe. My husband and I were listening to, I think it was Bishop Jakes, and he was challenging us, what do you believe? That is the biggest thing here. That's why the Bible says fight the good fight of faith, because it challenges your belief system. What is it that you really believe? That's what you fight to hold on to. You fight to hold on to your faith. You fight to hold on to what you believe. You fight to hold on what the Word says. And the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy your faith. That is the weapon of war that is not carnal. And so we have to fight that fight with faith and the Word of God. Now, in your devotional, you talked about identifying those fears and owning it, is basically. I have said this before, and let me be transparent for a second. A couple of weeks ago, the Lord told me, he said, look, you're afraid, was the last week, I believe, you're afraid of this. And you need to acknowledge that you're afraid of it so I can deliver you from that fear of. If you don't own it, then you're in denial, so then you can't get delivered from it if you don't own it. Talk about that ownership, because that's very, very important. I've seen people skip over that part.
the confrontation with ourselves, having to confront our innermost demons, our own. A lot of things that I had seen in ministry, you know, as I was growing up in the Lord and the Lord was rearing me, conversations that I couldn't get involved with because of what God was doing inside of me. And I saw, you know, a lot of people would, you know, under the name or the flag of ministry, be so readily, easily, you know, to call out somebody else's stuff. But when it came time for real talk, heart to heart, how they had not looked in their own mirror, how there was, how difficult it was for some people to be able to look into the mirror of self and say, hey, you know what? This is me. This is me that God is talking about right now. This is not the person that I'm pointing the finger at. The Bible says that out of the heart flows the issues of life. So my issues that I'm having in life, if it's my issue and it's in my life, guess whose heart it came out of? It came out of my heart.
That's right.
And so many times we want to point the finger at somebody else. So it's so much easier to blame this person for this, to blame that person for that. And so, you know, a lot of times when we're counseling or coaching, that's one thing that you are continuously listening out for. Is this a person who's taking any responsibility at all for what's happened in their life? Or are they placed, we talked about this in that same fear, not devotional, or are they still caught up in that avoidance cycle, in the cycle where they avoid looking at their own truths, good, bad, and ugly? Yeah. Are they caught up in this cycle and blocking out their responsibility? Because, you know, the truth is that you'll never be able to conquer in the world what you've not conquered inside of you.
Inside of you. That's right.
And you cannot conquer something you're not willing to confront.
Mm-hmm. Confrontation.
So
I like that better.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to confront that thing in you first, and then you can conquer it. And
mm-hmm.
when you begin to conquer it in you, then you have the anointing that breaks the yoke to conquer it in somebody else. Because God is saying, if you can look at you through my eyes, through the eyes of God, if you can look at you and allow me to heal what's going on with you, I'm going to require you to go through the situation in a godly posture. So that when you come out of the situation, not only did you come out with the experience, but you come out with the anointing now. That you now have authority in the spirit to deal with it in somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason
why
we're not dealing with that power in the church that has that potent anointing, the reason why we're not seeing that come forth in that degree is because we have so many people who have been encouraged in your dream and in your purpose and in your mission and in your ministry, but we have not taught.
Mm-hmm.
The thing of the heart. We've not really taught to confront what you've got going on the inside, because a lot of motivation
and that confrontation
speaking.
Is important. Yes, it's very important to confront your own your issues and those matters of the heart. They spin a web that can get out of control. And when you when we meet people, we coach people, minister to people whose lives have just gotten out of control, it's because that web has spun so wide that that now we have to undo layers of those fears to get to the root of it of it all. And you know, I believe, Dr. John, a lot of that has to do with the innocence of the relationships that we carry in God, and He wants us to go back to the innocence of that childlike faith that we have with and for him. That's where it was stolen. You understand how the innocence was stolen in our childhood. And so one of the things that God gave me as a mandate, he said, you're going to restore the innocence of the childlike faith in men and women. And I didn't understand that at first. But after he said that to me, I watched this movie. Was it before he said that to me? I watched this movie about children who were so gung-ho about Santa Claus, and they had lost their faith in Santa Claus. And so the whole point of the movie was to restore the children's faith in Santa Claus. And it brought me to a thought. And I said, you know what? All of our lives were brought up to believe the boogeyman wasn't real. You know, you have a bad dream, and you tell your boogeyman's under the bed, and your parents say, the boogeyman's not real. Go back to bed. He's not real. But he would take us to the mall and sit on Santa Claus' lap and tell Santa Claus what we want for Christmas. You believe Santa Claus will bring you something. And this thing was so twisted because the boogeyman was real. It's called the devil. And then our faith was rooted in an imaginary man who couldn't bring us a thing. So the innocence of our childhood and restoring that childlike faith in our walk with God is what has to be restored. That's what kills that fear. Because, you know, when you have a child who believes what their parent says no matter what, you know, my daughter used to reach from my arms to her father's arm she had no sense of depth. There's a floor between me and daddy. She didn't see that floor. I want to get to mama. So she'd reach for mama and sometimes leap into my arms with no idea there's a floor down there. So if I miss, you won't hit that floor, baby. That's the kind of faith that we have to have in God, that he doesn't miss. We have to leap into the arms of God like little children and trust him again. So Dr. John, thank you for, first of all, this book is pretty good. I was sitting around, you know, my mornings. I've been dipping in it a little bit and getting a little taste of some finely ground wisdom. It's awesome, awesome book. We're going to take a little short, very short break. We're going to come back and talk about Shula Might Women Magazine, and we're going to talk about the conferences and things that you have coming up next. And I believe we're going to have that giveaway in just a few minutes. So guys, hang tight. I'm going to bring my sister back, Dr. Belinda John. We're going to talk a little bit more about some things that are on your mind and on your heart. If you're in the chat room and you got a question, you can chat me your question, and I'll be more than happy to ask Dr. John. Hey, we're going to do a session, Ask Dr. John. You have to come back. We're going to do Ask Dr. John. We're going to do a session with her. If you got a question, by all means, I'm pretty sure she's prepared to answer it. We'll be right back after these few words.
This segment is brought to you by Shulamite Women Magazine, an online magazine for today's Christian women. Get real talk on the real issues at ShulamiteWomen.com. Shulamite Women Magazine presents Transform My Now with Dr. Belinda John, Royal Palm Beach, Florida, August 5th through the 6th. Your speakers include Pastor Natalie Green, Pastor Nancy Abiera, Apostle Diane Brooks, financial mentor Shani St. Veal, relationship coach Danny Spikes, and celebrity makeup artist Stacey Mossop. Transform My Now, August 5th through the 6th, 2016, in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, visit their website, ShulamiteWomen.com.
That's right, Dr. Belinda John. You heard it in Shulamite Women Magazine and Transform My Now, which is what we're going to talk about next. Transform My Now is an awesome, awesome gathering that she does for women. And listen, I'm just going to put it out here before she comes back. If you need a transformation in your life, get down to Royal Palm Beach, Florida next month and get down there and get you some sun, put your toes in some water, but get to the conference as well. And let God do a work inside of you. Let him transform you. The Bible says be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And a lot of times we go through the problems and troubles that we go through because our mind needs to be renewed. We just got to be talking about fear and building those scenarios in your mind that are contrary to the knowledge of God, those imaginations that are exalted against what God has said about you. And so it happens in your mind. That's where the battlefield is, as our friend Joyce Meyer says. The battlefield of the mind is where it's at. So listen, if you want to be transformed, get down to Royal Palm Beach, Florida, and go to the Transform My Now conference. You will not be upset. They do it in excellence. I'm talking about the shuttle bus, everything. I'm talking about the school bus, you guys. You don't get a cheese bus from the hotel to the church. You get a wonderful, cushy ride from the hotel to the ministry and everything. They treat you with the utmost respect and intimacy. Intimacy is very, very important in these type of sessions. So get down there to Transform My Now and email me back and tell me how it went. All right, so we're back on the air with Dr. Belinda John, and we're going to talk about Transform My Now. And we'll shift gears a little bit and talk to us about that. Dr. John, Transform My Now, what is that, and how did you get started?
Most things have come in, well, all of the visions that I've had, you know, starting from the book, the magazine, and now the conferences, have all come to me via something that God did supernaturally. When Transform My Now was birthed, the Lord was just nudging me in my spirit that, you know, I was getting too comfortable being a local here with my ministry. And so God began to open up doors of opportunity for me and just a lot of requests for me to come out. And, you know, as I was spending time with the Lord, he dropped one word in my spirit, and it was excavation. And so I'm thinking, okay, you know, they're inviting me to come out to these conferences, and you're giving me the word excavation, like we're digging up fossils, you know, God, okay, like are we talking about dry bones type thing, you know, what? And so, and you know, just those of you who know my conversations with the Lord, I'm so matter of fact with God, I'm so point blank with God, because to me, it's what works for me. You know, I don't have, I'm not able to dress up my talk with God because he doesn't answer me when I talk to him like that. And so I have to just give him me raw, you know, in order for me to hear from him. And so it was kind of like one of those things where I was like, okay, God, what? Like, what are you saying? I don't get this. You know, and here we are again. You know, we've been here before. Here we are again. I don't, was this, and God waited, you know. He waited 2 years. He waited for me to actually step in, do the conference and everything until he gave me the understanding of what he was saying to me. And this is the revelation that he gave me. He said, I am excavating inside my people in this season now the hidden treasure that I've hid inside the earth. I've hidden treasure in the dirt, and I am now unearthing, and I'm going to use your ministry as a vehicle now to be able to go in and put your hands in the dirt and pull out the hidden treasures now that I have hidden in the dirt.
So in this earthen vessel, there are treasures, and you are the excavator.
According to my earthly assignment in this season, that is one of my titles.
The excavator. I like that. I like that. And that is very also important because, you know, we've been burying our treasures. We've been allowing the enemy to use our circumstances to disqualify us using those treasures, obtaining those treasures, claiming them, owning them. And so in this day, right now, we need to hear the treasures that lie inside of everyone. And you don't need a platform, ladies and gentlemen. I got men listening too. You don't need a mega platform to share your treasure. Your treasure is important to your next door neighbor. It's important to the grocery store attendant. It's important to the pharmacist. It's important to the school teacher. It's important to the postman, the FedEx man, the lady that does your toes, your nails, who does your hair. Everywhere you go is the potential to share those treasures. And so you've been excavating. You've been excavated, actually, and now you're doing the excavating and teaching women how to find those treasures. What are some of the things that we're going to experience at a Transform My Now event with you?
Well, a lot of testimony. First of all, a lot of breakthrough, a lot of the supernatural. You're going to hear, you know, you're going to hear and witness, you know, testimonies and a lot of the supernatural moves of God that will definitely unearth some of your current belief systems and give you a fresh new perspective on not only how you see life but how you see yourself. Most importantly, because we're digging up the treasure that's on the inside of each and every one of us, you know, and that's what the work that the Lord has equipped us with. And one of the nuggets that I share is how many times we give away pieces of ourselves, pieces of our dreams, pieces of the things that we value in an exchange to be accepted, to be liked, to fit in, when God is causing us to stand out. God wants us. He doesn't. You know, God is causing us to be what eyes haven't seen and what ears haven't heard. And so you have to be okay not fitting in. You have to be okay with the rejection. You have to be okay with not falling into the status quo, not being a part of, you know, the cliques. And, you know, when God begins to call you out and he himself begins to unearth that which you have on the inside, what we tend to do is, you know, we're grown up in a society that's teaching us that's not acceptable. Who you are, you know, you're shining too much light, and who you are expressing in this area or in this forum, you know, the educational system robs us of that light, the media robs us of that light, you know, entertainment robs us of that light, the society and culture robs us of that light, and then you go into church. And I'm talking about religious. I'm talking about the religious organization. You go in and they rob you of that, and little by little, you have abandoned. When God says, "In the secret place, I fashioned you, and I made you with this substance." That substance that He made you with, you've now given away. just to be a little bit more likable, just to fit in a little bit more. And so God is saying, now in this time, I'm going to cause you to realign and get back all of you. See, a lot of times we say we're going to get back from the enemy everything that he's stolen from us, and we want to attribute that to people that have been taken from us, material things that have been taken from us, money that has been, but we don't attribute it to that piece of us that was stolen.
Yeah.
With the situation. So God now says, I cause you now to go back to the time and place where that piece of your heart or that piece of your dream or that childlike innocence was taken away from you. And so that's the kind of like the work that we start to do in that area. And you think about how easily some of us bypass some of those important things. If I were to ask most women right now, you know, what are your top three values in life? What do you value? You know, what is my top three values? It's not going to be Crystal's top three values. It's not going to be Elaine's top three values. It's not going to be Michelle's top three values. We're all going to have something different. And when I align myself with people who value what I value, the network that I'm into, it's so much easier because we have a common goal. When I partner somebody in life who values what I value and is not, it does not have, sometimes we want to call people bad, and sometimes we want to reject people, or we get mad at people because they seem to be going in a different direction, or they don't get on board with what we're doing, and we've not even made a proper assessment if do our values even line up. Do we even have common goals? And what happens is sometimes when we don't properly assess that, what we end up doing just to make the relationships work, just to make things a little easier, we then compromise our, and then you get your dream just gets sucked out of you. Your zeal in life just gets sucked out of you.
Compromise. That is a big word that's been floating around here in this camp. About compromise. You don't compromise what God has put in you to please other people or to be accepted. It's the worst thing you can do. It kills your dream. That's a dream killer. Compromise is a dream killer. And I've seen it, and I've done it. I've compromised that dream for acceptance. And acceptance is not acceptance to the status quo all the time. It's just to be accepted by one or two, you know, because there's a void in your life that you've not given to God. You've not given it to him completely and let him fill it until he sees someone fit to help that space be filled. You know, we are supposed to be in fellowship with humanity. That's the way we're created. You said it was not good for man to be alone, but we got to make sure we have the right people in our space so
there
that you won't compromise your dreams. So Transform My Now is about transformation from the inside out, which is so ironic. Because that's what glam is about. Glam is actually an acronym for God Loves All of Me, and our tagline is transforming lives from the inside out. Beauty is good. Please don't get it twisted. I love the latest hairstyles and makeup and shoes and clothes and everything. If I could just indulge, there are some things that I absolutely adore when it comes to shopping. But we can have that outside all dolled up, and our inside is a wreck. I don't want to call it a mess because then people get that twisted, but it's a wreck. Your things are out of order, and your thoughts are out of order. And so Transform My Now is one of those sessions that you want to go to help you get those things back in order. And let's talk about Shulamite Magazine really, I don't want to say really quick, but Shulamite Magazine was actually how I met you. And so I want you to introduce Shulamite Magazine to our listeners. What a great publication. Very well put together, ladies and gentlemen. Just so you know, she does it in excellence. I love Shulamite Women Magazine. Tell us about that.
This was a supernatural project. First of all, I never envisioned myself being a magazine editor. It's not anything that I went after. It's not anything that I had even desired to do. And I had just transitioned over to Ronnie McLean Ministries, and I was having lunch with Apostle McLean, and he spoke this very easy word to me. I mean, but it took the faith to be able to bring it to manifestation. And the word that he spoke to me had to do with giving on a seed level beyond my comfort zone, you know, giving on a whole nother level. And he told me, you know, he broke it down to me. He said, if you're used to giving in tens, then you have to give in hundreds. If you're accustomed to giving in hundreds, then you have to learn how to give in thousands. And if you give in thousands, then you have to learn to give in 10,000. And for somebody who's already a giver, the challenge was a challenge. And so, but a week later, I showed up at his event with the seed in hand, and I could not give it fast enough. You know, it's where the level of my faith was at that time. And so I left the conference, and even God knowing my heart prior to the conference, there was a woman there who somebody had told her and prophesied to her she was going to be meeting a Belinda. It was a very divine time in her life. And when she would meet me, and lo and behold, she was a online marketing major.
Oh my!
And we immediately connected. She was very fluid in the prophetic, and you know, things like that. And so she was crying because at that meeting, the prophetic mantle that was on my grandmother was also being supernaturally passed down to me, the prophetic word that was spoken with that mantle was the very same word that she had just received recently. So it was like God solidified to her on so many different levels that by the time she came to speak to me, she had tears in her eyes. Like she couldn't even hardly get the words out. Well, we connected, and I was in the middle of putting a women's group together just to sow money into Jensen Franklin's Hope for Haiti cause. When I sat in front of my computer, and I remember that day I was walking through Walmart, I was walking through Walgreens, and these magazines just supernaturally just, they kept, like, look like they were jumping out at me. And that's why I said it was another one of those moments where I sat down, and when I sat down on my computer to compose this email, the magazines that were sitting on my desk were doing the same thing. And I had another one of those moments right there where I said, okay, God, what? Like, you know I don't know how to publish a magazine. Are you kidding me? Like, what? And I left it alone. I left it alone. The thought of the magazine, and you know, God didn't answer me, and I was like, okay, you know, I have to put this email together because this group of women were putting together to sow into this cause. Well, guess what happened? By the time I finished constructing the email, I realized that every woman in the email was distinct and a leader in her own area. And I began to see the categories for the magazine, and I began to see who the column editors were going to be and what area they were going to be speaking on. So I had to now that I was able to see it, I had to recreate the email again so that it would make sense to them about what I was talking about. And then when I sent the email, I immediately had a root of unworthiness, where I said, who are you? And, you know, I guess it wasn't me, but a voice said to me, who are you to think that you can just do something like this? You don't know anything about editing a magazine. You don't know anything about leading a group of women. Like, who are you? And immediately that root of unworthiness took place in me, and I said, oh, my God, I couldn't take the email back. You know, I already pressed the send button, and I couldn't take email back. And, you know, I'm like this nobody, you know, and within that time frame that the magazine was being just, we had just did a soft launch. Somebody in Detroit had seen the magazine and had emailed me this prophetic word that just kept me about what God was doing with me through the vision of Shulamite Women magazine. And that's essentially how the vision was birthed. But it wasn't, you know, I would love to say, you know, I went to school and I'm qualified and, you know, I have all, but it's not, that's not my story.
Don't we all want that testimony? I've got this education and that education. I've trained over here and I've been mentored over there. We all would love that because we think that those things emphatically qualify us to do what we do. But the Bible says, I believe it, 1 John 2:27. I'm going to pull it up as we wrap up and make sure I get it the address correct because I miss them sometimes. But 1 John 2:27 says this, and I'm pulling, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. So as long as you're walking with the Father, the same anointing that is in you that brought you to where you are today, and that same anointing can teach you things that no man can teach you. And it's called the communion with the Holy Spirit and with the Father. And there are a lot of things that we venture off into, ladies, that you'll be doing that God is going to call you to do that you don't have the education and you don't have the craftsman yet to do it. But if you put your hands to the plow, the anointing that is in you is going to teach you as you go along how to do what God is calling you to do. Now, thank you so much, Dr. John. We are out of time, as a matter of fact, and I was ready to get down. We're out of time, but you have to come back and grace us again. For those of you who would like to purchase her book, she's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Google Play as well. Finally, Ground Goodness is the name of this wonderful devotional. Yes, you can sit down in front of the window with a cup of coffee and get it all in. Finally, Ground Goodness, comfort and healing devotionals. By all means, get those, get that publication. And guess what? We have a winner, but this winner just not is refusing to dial in. So I'm going to send this winner her book and her coupon for her free credit counseling by email because I promised to give it away. You know, you didn't follow directions. I'm going to give it away anyway. So you shared my post today. You're going to get a free copy of Finally Ground Goodness, and you're also going to get a free consultation with Rise Management, two of our most favorites right now, things we got on the platter. And more sponsors are going to be joining us soon. And for those sponsors that are joining us, we thank you so much here at Glam Network Radio. We appreciate you and all that you have done. Because of what you do, we are on the air prime time, which is a big deal for Blog Talk Radio community, but also you're giving us the opportunity to spread our wings and fly and go abroad and possibly be syndicated. So thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thank you, Dr. Belinda John, so much for joining us. Tell us where we can find you on the social media sites. I know there's Shulamite Women on Facebook, and you also have a group that is, I believe, motivated by your book. What is the name of the Facebook group?
Cup of Comfort. Cup of Comfort is a place of encouragement. It's a no-negativity zone. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just read through the post. They're there to encourage you, to push you through those times again where you just need just a little, you know, like your little shot of espresso, that you come to Cup of Comfort and you'll get it.
Yes, honey. Get your espresso in the group. She's also on Twitter and Instagram at Shulamite Women. Go by and click like and follow her. There's so many things that are going to be coming up even yet with Dr. Belinda John, Shulamite Women, and Transform My Now. Hey, guys, we're out of time. Thank you so much again for joining us. On Thursday night, on July 28th, we're going to have Joe Smith. He is the screenwriter for the documentary and playwright for Diamond Girls. Diamond Girls is a story about women who were in a world of trouble with men who were drug dealers. And some of them became drug dealers themselves, and their story of salvation. Joe wrote a stage play, written and produced it, and now the documentary is due out soon. So we're going to have Joe come and talk with us a little bit about music and this whole project for him. And I know it's our first gentleman other than Mr. Edward Smith, who was on with our couple. This is our first guy on the air with the Women's Network. So we're going to be excited to hear some testosterone on, and I'm going to see if I can get my husband to call in too and grace our eardrums with a little male, little bass in her voice. We need some bass around here. And let the lions roar in your atmosphere. You just be, it's just wonderful what happens next. We're going to wrap it up and leave on out again. Go get Kyra Goldsman's CD. We're going to wrap it up with Feeling Strange with Kyra Goldman featuring Hazekim. Thank you so much again, Dr. Belinda John. It was awesome, awesome pleasure having you on. See you guys on Thursday night at 7 p.m., same time, same place, same station. God bless. Have an awesome evening.
Can I be rearranged?
This segment is brought to you by Shulamite Women Magazine, an online magazine for today's Christian women. Get real talk on the real issues at ShulamiteWomen.com.